The next session, the fourth plenary, is on scientific advice in the Antarctic Treaty System. Clearly, from the discussion this morning, a number of you came up and asked about making presentations and sharing ideas in response to the discussion. My hope is that as we go through today and tomorrow, there will be a vigorous discussion with each of you in the audience and the panels. It was not intended to in any way be restricted to those on stage. The spirit of the summit has been international, interdisciplinary, and inclusive. So my hope is that there will be ample opportunity for each of you to share your ideas and insights and to truly tackle this issue of science-policy interface in ways that have value into the future. The next session is on scientific advice in the Antarctic Treaty System. It is my pleasure to introduce to you Professor Yeedong Kim. Yeedong, which I fondly call Kim-san, and I met first when I was working in Japan at the National Institute of Polar Research in 1993 as a guest of Professor Yoshida. And Yeedong and I formed a friendship at that time that has continued through the years. Dr. Kim is the former chair of the Association Forum, the Asian Forum for Polar Scientists, and he is the first director, now director emeritus, of the Korean Polar Research Institute. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you Dr. Yeedong Kim.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I know that it's not very good timing for the workshop, especially after short lunch break. Also, especially for the people like me, travel long distance. You know. But anyway, we have a duty to do something. This is the plenary for the another science policy interface. In the Antarctic Treaty System. In previous plenary 3, we discussed the role of Antarctic science to the global scale one, very big scale science. But in this plenary, we'll discuss the role of Antarctic science within itself. Especially, we're going to talk on the resources problem and managing an environmental problem, this kind of things we are going to deal with. If you see the, we're going to invite the three speakers first, and then followed by panel discussions. But if you see the order of presentation of this afternoon session, all the presentation are on lines of development of Antarctic Treaty System. Let's see the first and 19 up to 1980, late 80s. For 10 years from then, a lot of focus is concentrated on resources problem in Antarctic. But since 1990 to now, the focus is certainly shifted toward the environmental management. And then we'll talk on the very last speaker. We'll talk on the what we're gonna do, what should be the main focus of our interest in the next decade or so. So this is a line of discussion this afternoon, as well as all the speakers are arranged on that focus.